This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. This is one of the musical passions of Gustavo Santaolalla. It's called the charango. The charango is a ukulele-sized instrument. The old ones used armadillo shells as the sound box. Gustavo Santaolalla grew up with them and grew up listening to tango in his native Argentina, but also to his mother's 78s. Les Paul and Mary Ford shaped his taste, as did Chuck Berry and Elvis Presley. At age 16, he was in a popular Argentinian rock band. So this is another passion of Gustavo Santaolalla. Santaolalla came to Los Angeles in 1978 and soon began producing records for bands that play the eclectic music he likes, bands that blend cultures. You just heard one of them, Molotov, a Grammy-nominated band from Mexico, part of the Rock in Español movement. And it's those combinations that interest Santaolalla.
Most great artistic expressions come out of cultural clashes. And there's been a globalization of American culture worldwide. And I think rock has been embraced as almost the folk music of the young people in the world. That's why you can find, you know, a guy in Bombay or a guy in La Paz with an electric guitar and maybe a Star Wars t-shirt and blue jeans and athletic shoes. And what I'm very interested is in what happens when that music starts clashing with the indigenous cultures of those particular places. And that's what my agenda has been for the last, I guess for my whole career, but as a producer for the last 15 years.
We're going to play just a little bit of the first track on this album, which is called Ronroco. This track is Way Up,
yes.
And I gather that it's what you mean by that is a place, that you're trying to evoke a place with this music.
Correct. I don't know if it's a geographical place. The sound of the instrument has a very spiritual connotation. I really wanted to convey that image of elevation. In the record, on purpose, there's not too many or percussion instruments or too much bass, because those were things that I will associate immediately with something tied to the earth, you know, to the ground.
That would and weigh I wanted, it down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I wanted to have a feeling of air and elevation. And that's why, you know, I decided to finally, when this became a record, to open the record with this this kind of airy, spacey track, you know.
The instrument that the album is named for is called the Ronroco. It's a stringed instrument. It sort of looks to me like a ukulele. Could you just describe it? There are several versions of it.
Correct. Ronroco is part of the family of charangos. It is a 5 double-stringed instrument, and it has a particularity to itself, which is that the middle string, it's in octaves, you know, so I will just play different strings. That's the octave string. And basically the...
Could you just play the strings from top to bottom? When you strum it, because it has 10 strings.
Yes.
You get that chiming sound.
Absolutely.
Now, the first cut we played on the album was almost a kind of sound effect like that. I mean, the idea, as you said, of lightness and altitude and so on. The second cut, though, which is called Gaucho,
yes,
is one of a whole series of really beautiful melodies that are on this recording. Sounds like a folk song. Where does this come from?
I don't know. You know, it's the interesting thing about, I think also what happened with this record is that the music comes out as the mixtures of music that I have inside myself. This is a melody that you could relate probably more to the Pampa, which is more like territory of Atahualpa Yupanqui, not a territory associated with the charango at all. It's, you know, it's south and it's lower and it's plain.
Cowboy country.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things that happened, you know. I think in the record you can find influences of Eastern Europe music, some Japanese music. And I really don't do this, you know, with a strategy or on purpose. It's just what comes out when I grab the instrument.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you're working on your own kind of personal inside your head culture clash here? The rock in Espanol and the sort of delicate quality of these folk songs?
Probably. It's hard for me to... Really to understand. I like to, you know, to be able to tap in all sorts of different emotions. I think, you know, like a writer will like to do, or like a filmmaker would like to do, and I think it applies to music too. I just don't like to feel boxed in one category.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure talking to you, huh?
Gustavo Santolaya, his new compact disc, is called Ronroco.